but by and large, it was a, I won't say an experiment, but it was an early attempt at organizing a large-scale excavation program. Nothing like that had really been done either in the lower 48 or up here. A lot of them, you know, in the Near East and so on, yes, but nothing like that here. And so it was a groundbreaker. They did a lot of PR. I went on a tour of the major cities in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, television interviews. And I gave the pipeline people full credit for supporting all of this. They could have fought it because a lot of the laws, regulations, were not in place at the time. We did a lot of negotiation over the rules about reporting the sites and to whom in the pipeline organization. So it was new. It was certainly new to me. And there's a lot of things I probably would have done differently in hindsight.
Wasn't there the Federal Preservation Act at the time?
Yeah, but it was so new that nobody really knew what to do with it.
How about the 1906?
No, that didn't. That's how we, the 1906 Antiquity Act was what we were basing our, you might say, legal arguments on. Basically, we told the pipeline people that they had to do this. It was law. Well, not all of it was really at the time, but we had them over a barrel.
And it sounded like it worked with the PR a little bit that you did in your tours and them following somewhat of the 1906 Antiquity Act and then, I guess, the birth of the Preservation Act.
Right.
So it seemed pretty collaborative.